Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 2006 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast, the Rossi Report.
Once again, we get these freaking nuts out of the bag again. We welcome into the show. Like I said, this is the Rossi Report. We welcome in from the Silver Punt Rags once again, our second time co-host,
guess
Kevin Silva.
Guess who's back?
I can hear the post starting. And also, a first time co-host, Pachi, the Mickey Mouse Club's own.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, go to the ball.
Absolutely. All right, fellas. Well, I wanted to just first off say hello. Welcome into the show.
Hi.
Now, I can already see the post brewing. I can see Zach already getting all heated. Like, oh my God, it's Kevin again.
Kevin's back.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. And I don't mean to just point you out, Zach, but just because it was the beef of the league this week. That's the only reason why. Then I also can see the rest of the league doing it as well. But I just wanted to jump into the show. Just say, this is the last week before the playoffs. This is it.
This is it, boys. Last run.
This is, except for one person, Pachi. But we did last week have seven teams hit 90 points or higher. That is the highest amount of points ever in the history of the league.
I noticed that. Every winner had above 90 points, except for, I think, Zach had above 90 and he lost.
Yeah, he lost. And that's a tough break again for Zach. That's 2 weeks in a row he's put up just about, I think, 90 points and he's lost.
It was a tough loss for him. I could tell. Big points, but Frank came through at the end.
Yes, he
I'm
did.
On green.
He's very frustrated during the Monday Night Football game.
I could only imagine. Speaking of frustrated during the Monday Night Football game, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Anthony was blowing me away at one point. Negative 9 points, I think, Hasselbeck got in the
At one point, I looked at you were down by eight in, like, the second 2 minutes ago.
And I went into the game up by one. Let's not forget that. So
should have benched him.
He came through for me at the end.
And in the end, when he hit Daryl Jackson, I heard the crowd went wild. Billy put you on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, he hurt my balls a little bit when he picked
That's
me up.
All right. It's all right. We'll talk about your balls later. He does, I guess. But, yeah, we're going to take our first break. Just want to say we got the picks coming up. They're still called the Rossi's picks, but we got some special picks as well.
Kevin
also
Kevin
got still the Rossi line. We have a Rossi line coming up right after the break. And post of the week, we got some more fun stuff. And also, we'll talk playoff situations, how you can get in and how you can't. Being discussed, coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, being me, you can't.
Welcome back, ladies, or gentlemen, whoever you feel like being today or tonight, as we are going to start recording these Wednesday nights, just to let you guys know. But right now, I'm going to jump right into the Rossi line.
Hello, this is Rossi of the Hunts Fantasy Football League. I'm chilling today with my main men, Davito Pagey, Zachary Lombard, and Johnny Augustine. My main man, Johnny, got something to say.
Who was that, Rossi?
That was none other than the Kevin's Crazy Cunts manager, or Ali G as he pretends to be. That was Blake right there, and that was Zach you could hear in the background. We heard just Joey Augustine.
Johnny
Augustine, I'm sorry. And I actually met him the next night, which was really funny, at Town Line. But yes, there you go, the Rush line. First time in like 3 weeks.
I love Johnny Augustine, but
yeah, we were drunk that night.
You were there too?
Oh yeah, IHOP.
Were you talking shit too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. You heard him say Salvatore Pacci or whatever.
First person.
I didn't hear it. I couldn't understand him. He sounded like a retard.
Well,
yeah.
I could. He's just ignorant, you know? Yeah, ignorant.
All right, well, real quick, I'm going to actually just read off a real quick post of the week that we had. This one came from Sean Chase. It says, entitled, "You're Scared." And this is, I'll read this right off. So with being the last week before playoffs, spots available with six teams still in contention for those spots. Who will make it? Josh with the so-called dream, quote-unquote, dream team may not even make it after all he said he is the best. Bill on a long losing streak that put him at 5-7 after being 5-2. Zach hanging in there after every difficult defeat. Pat, AG, and Blake all playing very inconsistent. So who is going to make it to the playoffs? I want to hear your best Ocho Cinco or Rasheed Wallace and predict it. I know Josh will say he's going to make it, but who's going to join him? And if the playoffs stay the way they are this week, going into the playoffs, in the second round, Ross, you better watch out. You're dead.
I can't understand Sean Chase's post. Horrible English. And
yeah, it was kind of rough for me to read it.
The way he writes and the way it sounds like when I read it is he's going to be the only one making the playoffs. It's like he's going in there by himself.
And I don't know what he means by if I make it a second round. First is the first round. I hope everyone knows I'm scared enough of. And he wants to go ahead and proclaim me into, the next round.
What are the playoffs?
Yeah, well, exactly. On that note, hold on. Leave that one. We're going to take our second break here. When we come back out of it, we're going to talk just about that. We're going to talk about playoffs. That's right. We're going to be talking about playoffs when we get back. All right, and we're back. We're not gone, Daddy gone. That's only Pachi who is here shy because we're talking
playoffs.
About playoffs. Way out of the playoffs. But that's why, I just tell you guys, that's why I brought these two here. If you're wondering, why Pachi, why Kevin? First week was a test run. I wanted to get some controversy in there with Blake and Kevin. Also wanted to get Billy in here. It didn't happen, but we only realized we can get two. But Kevin, because he's in the playoffs. Me, because I'm in the playoffs. And Pachi, well, because he has no shot at making the playoffs.
None.
So it's basically everybody who doesn't have to worry about the playoffs this week here right now.
Basically, I try to give Chase a call, but something must have not worked out. Maybe he's working or whatever. And then I already got Pachi, and then I could have gotten in contact. But whatever. No hard feelings, hopefully. Then Frank, for the obvious, we'd love to have him here. Maybe in the future. Maybe that could be.
As Pachi said, maybe he could hurry up and fix his immune system or something
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Frank, I guess Pachi thinks immune systems are grown on trees.
Yeah, it's something like a scraped knee.
Scraped knee. Just got to throw some,
Put some corded on it.
Yeah, whatever that is. All right, well, now we're going to jump into the real hot topic of the week. We all know it is week, 13? And this is it. Next week starts the playoffs. Just to let everyone know, the toilet bowl, though, just to make it clear, next week, people going for the toilet bowl. Pachi, pay attention here.
Okay.
His eyes just opened up.
I don't believe it.
Next week will be a bye. No, you will not be in contention next week. I'm sorry if the matchup is screwed, but we're going to do what we did last year, and we will do it the next 2 weeks, so it follows the championship in the regular league.
Fine. Do you understand, Pachi?
I understand.
All right, and if there's an outrage with that for the people who don't make the playoffs, just make a post so we can make it this week, but I thought it would be more fun if you guys go ahead, but I don't want to screw anybody. So the four teams that don't make it, actually, so I don't become off like friggin' Adolf.
The four teams that don't make it could be our cheerleaders, Rossi. What do you think?
I'm not going to touch on that one. The four teams that don't make it, make a post this week and let me know if you want it to be this week or the following week, okay? So, Pachi, get ready to post. We're going to tell you right now who we're going to think the other people that will post on that is. So
the Portuguese predictions.
Yeah, the Portuguese prediction. All right. Alright, so you guys, looking at the schedule this week, we got some real intriguing matchups, which we'll talk about the matchups
some
after.
Really tough NFL games, too. Maybe big defense week.
Okay. But look at, right now, the first game that I'm looking to look at, we're not going to talk about matchups, but you got the Gustav Joe versus the Kevin's Crazy Cunts, which is a huge playoff implications. There we go. For the playoffs. Yeah, the winner of that game, it's huge. It's a huge game for both.
The four people remaining to make the playoffs are going to be sitting on the edge of their seat all Sunday and Monday. This is going to be crazy.
It's tough. Crazy.
Anybody can make it right now besides basically Pachi. This is nuts.
Now, let's go right down the line. We'll look at it right now. The fifth place team right now is the Jujubes. I'm going to go ahead and say there's no way they're not making it.
No, Jujubes will be in there with a 6-6 record.
Yeah.
He has very...
The points. Look at the points.
1,000 points, 950 points or so. He's going to be in there.
He has a very solid team.
Yeah. So, he's got the points to it.
Peyton Manning's solid almost every week. I mean, last week he had a 7-point game and he was complaining.
Oh boy, Adai.
And
all his points.
Yeah, Adai had four touchdowns, but Jujubes is in there. I'm gonna say he's gonna be in.
Well, basically he should have a star next to his name, but they're not gonna look at points. Because by his record, he could be eliminated. But by points, it is just about impossible for him to drop down to... Look who is at number 9 right now. That is less than 200 points less. So it's impossible, just about, for Josh not to make it, unless somehow everybody jumps up. Everyone scores over 200 points and Josh basically doesn't score. Yeah. So it's basically impossible. So Josh, you're right. And that's a big move for Josh, because last year he came in dead last. Yep. Fifth in points last year, but dead last.
But still didn't get worse than
that. All right, then we'll look at number six, the Aristocrats. This is a very, very tough week for the Aristocrats. Pat, good friend of mine, known him since we were in freaking diapers, probably naked before that. Hurry up, get ready for your gay post. I can smell it now. But no, to be honest with you, he is going to be shitting his pants this week.
If he loses, he's out.
Pat, watch out. I'm coming for you, big man.
He got the silver pun rags, an absolute powerhouse.
I'm coming for you, Pat.
Going after the Aristocrats, the most up and down team. And as it looks right now, he's starting Michael Vick over Eli Manning. And good call, bad call, doesn't matter, but...
You know, don't let Pat's points fool you, though. He comes through with those wins. He's 6-6. He's doing better than Anthony. He's doing better than Blake.
Those points also might push him out of the playoffs, though.
Yeah, it's true. Because he is actually, if you look at it...
Lowest
out of the teams that would be in the playoffs. Exactly, Patrick.
Good job. Good observation.
Thank you.
We can all read. But, no, I'm just... But just let you know. So the Aristocrats, basically, what they need to do is, if they win, they're in.
If they lose,
they're going to need some serious, serious help. They're going to need some points. Basically, they're going to need, I think this is how I'm going to explain it. For the Aristocrats to get in, they need to lose. If they lose, well, to win, they're in. If they lose, they need to score some serious points. They need to outscore Mama Said Knock You Out. And they're about 47 times. 47 points. But Blake is a 9, so he can't really look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he needs to go ahead and jump big points this week. So it's going to be a real rough hill for the Aristocrats.
Good luck, Pat. Yeah. I hope you make it.
Now we're going to look. There is another case he could make it, but we'll talk about that in a second. Other teams lose, basically.
Yeah.
We're going to go to number 7 now, Rage Against the League with Billy, who's the second coldest team in the league with 5 straight losses.
Billy. I mean, he had a powerhouse team going into this season. He surprised me near the end of the season, He's struggling. Donovan McNabb is out with an injury. And I would like to see Billy in the playoffs. I think he would be a great challenge. But I'm going to have to say, I'm afraid he might not make it. What do you guys think?
I don't think he's going to make it. He has Matt Lyon. I've started him. What's he going to do? Throw a couple interceptions? Who knows?
And he does have a tough matchup this week going up against Frank, who's, pretty solid with his points lately. So.
And Frank is in, so he's got nothing to play for but to knock him out.
Exactly.
Frank's basically playing to knock him out.
Pachi, what do you think? Is he in or out?
I'm going to go with he's out.
Billy's out.
We'll review that at the end just to make... But basically, here's the...
He's definitely losing this week.
Billy, to get in, he needs to win. And basically, he would need to win.
Yeah.
Billy wins, he's in. He's got the points.
Yeah,
he would just have to watch out for Blake. And Anthony's right now in 8th, so he doesn't really have to watch out for him. So basically, he needs to win. Or if he does lose, that's going to be tough. If he loses, it's tough, because there's 3 teams with 5 and 7. And then there's the very far out Joe and Zach. But Zach actually is up there with points too, but we'll get to him in a minute. Now, Mama Said Knock You Out, and the last 5 and 7 team, who has 817 points.
Personally, I think Mama Said Knock You Out is going to sneak into the playoffs, maybe in that number 8 spot. He's going up against a weak team this week.
Oh,
who's
fuck
he going?
You.
He's going up a team that scored 90 points last week.
Yeah, yeah. He did. Pachi Monster. He only scored 90 points because of Joseph Addai's 4.
Whatever. Hey. No, that was only 34. Points. That was only 34. But
yeah, my team scored 64. Winning.
So, I mean, I think Anthony's going to sneak. I think he has a very good chance of sneaking in there. He has decent amount of points. He has a good matchup this week. It's looking good for AG Money right now.
I think it's looking bad. Well, this week is a must-win because Billy threatened to kill my whole family if I lose. So,
wow.
Yeah. Zach said he'd help too. So, I'm fucked.
I wouldn't kill your mom. I just take it, Mom. I like it.
All right. Well, I'm going to move away from that. But looking at Mama Said... Speaking of Mama Said Knock You Out, speaking about mamas. But Mama Said Knock You Out, basically, here's their goal. Win.
Yeah.
Win and score points.
He needs to win this week, basically.
Isn't that everyone's goal?
Well, you can say that, but he has to score points, though, too.
But this is do or die, Pachi.
Yeah,
this is
like,
it.
If he loses,
he's done.
He's just about done. Because these 5 and 7 teams can't afford to lose. Like, Pat and Josh, basically Josh is in. But Pat, he can kind of afford to lose. But say Pat wins, he's in. Say Pat loses, but Mama said knock you out. Kevin's crazy cunts lose. He's in because those are the only two teams. And even if Rage Against the League wins, Pat would still get in.
Yeah.
He just needs two of the 2 5-7 teams to lose.
Yeah.
Now, next up on our kill list would be the Kevin's Crazy Cunts.
And Kevin's Crazy Cunts,
that's actually
also
our last 5-17.
Another great matchup going up against Gestapp Joe. I mean, last week he had
last
a huge game from Tony Romo. He put up huge numbers, but he's very inconsistent. If we look back 2 weeks ago, playing against the Silver Punt Rags,
scoring
myself,
19 points, I believe.
18, I think.
The lowest ever
in the last 2 years. Yeah. So he has an up and down team. I think it's looking good for Kevin's Crazy Cunts. I'm gonna say he's gonna.
Well, just hold on with that. You can.
Yeah, I'm holding on. I'm
we'll go through
right
it at the end. Who you think is gonna make it? Who's not? Sapache, what do you think about the Kevin's Crazy Cunts? Look at the points. Look at the way he needs. He needs to win.
If he beats Joe, scores enough points, he's in.
It's gonna be tough though. His way of getting in. This is his way. He needs Mama said knock you out basically to lose, even though it's close to him with points. Mama said knock you out to lose, Rage Against the League to lose, and he needs to win. He needs those two just because of point situations, and he needs to win.
Yeah.
And then we can go to Zach, the Side Suicide Squad, who definitely have the points. Not definitely, but have good points.
He has up there in points. You know, the points of, I mean, look at the points, man. They're close. Between, like, what's that, five or six people. The points are pretty close over there, you know? Yeah. And the schedules are close. This last week is going to be nuts. Zach, he just has a horrible losing streak right now.
Zach is the coldest team ever.
You know,
yeah. I don't think we've ever had a loss.
Games. I mean,
he's
I don't
so
think,
close last week, too.
Isn't he tied,
2 weeks, huh?
Isn't he tied with Gestapp Joe for the longest losing streak right now?
Did Joe lose six?
I think he lost six this year. But, you know, and who's Zach playing this week? Zach is playing the Juju Bees. And that's a
Zach's
tough matchup.
Zach's probably going to get knocked out. If he loses, he's dead. He's out of the water.
You think? I don't, you know, the only, I don't see a way for Zach to make it in unless he wins and puts up a decent amount of points.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Zach. Joe actually has the longest losing streak, but seven.
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 Wow.
So, Jesus.
So, Zach, I hope you win this week so you don't tie that awful, awful record made by Joe. Another awful record Joe set this year. But
Joe's really setting the bar high, huh?
But I don't know. What do you think, Ross?
I'm going to say Zach has the best chance of these teams, but he obviously, I know cliche, he needs to win. We all know he needs to win, but he has a really good chance if, you know, Mama said knock you out loses, and so does Rage Against the League, because his team has the points, and basically, you know, he needs those teams to lose, and he needs Kevin's Crazy Cunts to lose as well. So he needs all 3, 5, and 7. At least, no, he needs Mama said knock you out and Kevin's Crazy Cunts to lose. And him win and score points, because
he needs the points. So
yeah,
he's got
the edge on points right now, a little bit over. Mom said knock you out. Good amount over Kevin's Crazy Cunts.
Yeah, he's fine on points, the way his team's been scoring lately.
Yeah, his team's been pretty hot.
Last week he put up a good 90 points. He needs to put up big points this week and win.
And the last team we're going to talk about, which I've been looking through and it's not going to happen, is the Gestapp Joe, who really shit the bed.
But it can happen. That's the thing.
Look at it, though. It's really not going to happen. He has 691 points. The next closest to him isn't even in the playoffs with 779 points, and that's Blake, and he's not even in the playoffs. Joe needs
Joe's not
Rage Against the League, Saeed Su. It's not possible.
There's
I just realized. No, it is possible. I'm sorry. He needs Mama said knock you out to lose, Blake to lose, Zach lose, and Billy lose. And he needs to win and put up about 145 points. And he needs Blake not to score that much.
He put up huge points last week. I mean,
it's not going to happen.
The chances of it happening are slim, but...
No.
Imagine.
The chances
I'll
of it happening is me being
Joe
slim. It ain't happening.
Imagine if Joe makes the playoffs, 8th place, and faces who the first round?
You.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've been waiting for it. I really wish he kept...
Imagine,
but he blew the
that
game.
Rematch.
The 18-point stupid game to you blew his season. Good. If he lost by 4, if he put up like 67 points, he'd be in this race. He lost it. It's over.
That would have been the matchup.
2 years in a row.
Match of the century.
2 years in a row. Kevin knocked him out of the playoffs.
But I don't know. You know, I agree with you, Ross. I don't think...
It ain't happening. Don't
There's
even
no
talk about
it.
Hell.
I think it is.
No way.
Well, no.
Pachi's making it, all right?
Imagine. Imagine the possibility.
Imagine.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to go around the table. Going to start with you, Pachi. Who's the 4 teams that are in?
The 4 other teams that are in the playoffs You know what? I'm just going to go 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm making it.
So you're not changing it. You like who's in.
Not changing it. Exactly the way Yahoo has it listed right now.
Kev, go for it. Who you got?
7, 8. The Jujubes will make it. The Aristocrats will make it. AG will make it. And I'm going to go, sorry, Billy, but Blake is going to be in there also.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with
Yeah, right? Clay, Jujubes. Voice a little bit.
I'm going to say, the mama said knock you out is out. I'm calling them out.
Uh-oh.
I think they're gonna. It's gonna be a big upset. I think it's gonna go the Aristocrats, Rage Against the League, Jujubes, and Kevin's Crazy Cunts with an outside chance of the Saeed Suicide Squad. I almost want to say the Saeed Suicide Squad because somewhere inside said they're gonna win, but I think Mama Said Knock You Out is gonna suffer the loss to Pachi.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I think
I'm scared of him. I hope he's out.
I think Mama Said Knock You Out is gonna beat Pachi, yeah. And I think he's gonna sneak in there.
Remember what happened last time I faced him? His little bet.
The reason is because of the matchups this week.
Yeah.
Look at that matchup.
Oh, hold off with the matchups. We'll come back to the matchup.
I'm just saying, look at him. We're gonna talk about him.
I'll tell you one thing before we take this break. When we come back, we'll discuss the matchups. Who we think is gonna win. Who's going to make the playoffs in the end? But just to let you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to admit this. Mama Said Knock You Out. You're the end. You got all the power towards you to come into the playoff system and ruin it. You have the chance to ruin the number two, top two teams. But we'll discuss that after this.
NFL tonight. So get ready. I mean, get ready. Are you ready for some football? A Monday night in
ready
football.
Fun.
Absolutely. All right, we're back here.
Action.
Just start the Rossi's picks real quick. I just want to say I looked at my picks. I went 2-for-5 last week. Season low, my dad. I've been kicking ass all year. Season low, 2-5. That brings me to a robust 38-for-60. Coming slowly down to 500.
Almost at the 500 mark.
Almost.
As long as you're above it, it's fine.
Thanks, Patch.
I feel for you, bro. All right.
Well, as long as I'm winning fantasy, that's all I care about.
And the first matchup this week is going to be
the Gestop Joe.
Versus Kevin's Crazy Cunts.
All right. What do you guys think here?
Let's take a look at the quarterback situation. Pachi, come on. Talk to me, man.
Well, we had Jake Delhomme versus Philadelphia. Jake Delhomme has not been hot at all. He has Steve Smith, and that is it. What do you think, Kev?
Steve Smith, my boy. He's getting touchdowns, I think Jake is looking pretty good this week. Philly's hurting. No Donovan McNabb. The defense.
What's have to do with defense?
Calm down.
They'll have the ball more.
Yeah. You know, they're going to hold on to the ball. The defense is still doing all right. But Tony Romo, on fire last week.
Oh, my God.
On fire. 5 touchdowns. What do you think, Rossi?
I think I could have thrown those 5 touchdowns. Anyway.
2 of them with pitches.
Let's just jump around. I'm not even going to look. I'm going to look at the lineups. That's what I'm going to look at right now. And if I look at the Kevin's Crazy Cunts, his team this week, he's got to expect points. He needs to get in the playoffs. He needs the win. He's got to go for Randy Moss. That's the guy he's going to need this week.
He's going to need that. He's going to blow up.
Well, I hope so. It's against Houston, but who cares? What does that matter? He's been playing crappy teams all year.
Huge matchup for Randy Moss, but how many catches has he had over the last 3 games?
I wish I don't even know how to pull that stat right now.
I mean, probably around that number, honestly. He needs to step it up. I know he hates Oakland, but too bad. Get in there for the rest of the year. Get some touchdowns. Help Kevin's Crazy Cunts. He has Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne, that's another guy, but it's Tennessee. But Tennessee's been hot.
So Peyton Manning's going to throw all day.
That's big bad Willie Parker against Tim Bay.
He's going to be big, I think. Willie Park had 28 yards last week, so he's gonna have to do something
this week.
Joe might see a touchdown from Big Deuce again, but
I'd say chances are good.
I mean, Josh Brown kicking some field goals like he did last week. He
killed it.
Josh Brown was on fire.
I'm going to say that ain't going to be that type of game, though, with against Denver, at Denver. I know they're starting a rookie quarterback in Jay Cutler, but I just think Denver's team is going to be too good. They love to stop the run. One thing, though, that we got to take a look at, I look back over to Kevin's crazy cunts. He's playing two Oakland players. That never, never can be good for a fantasy team.
No. Well, the way Oakland's looking this year, they can't.
I mean, you shouldn't even really have Oakland players on your fantasy lineup, to be honest with you. Oakland's just horrible in all aspects.
The defense shaped up a little bit over the past 2 weeks, but other than that, bad.
Blake should look for another slash position over there. But
yeah, it's gonna be tough this week. But he's still got Antonio Gates, who always seems to score somehow, get some points.
Pass from LT last time.
That was ridiculous. I was so pissed.
Some potential in Cadillac going up against Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh has a tough D, but. You know, if he could just pull it together at least another time this year.
Make it a little sneaky 2 yard run in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But let's look at it now from perspective. In this game, Kev, who do you like?
I'm going to have to go with Kevin's crazy cunts, Rich Blake. What do you think?
Sam, Kevin's crazy cunts. Joe's going down.
I really want to say Gustav Joe. I want to say in my heart that's going to be Gustav Joe. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm calling it. Talk to me on Monday about it. I don't care. I'm going to put myself online. Tony Romo's not going to be a performer this week for him. I have the feeling the Giants are going to step it up. And it's not just because of my personal disrespect.
Sure, it isn't.
I'm telling you to be honest. I'm being dead true.
They can bring Bledsoe back after 4 interceptions this week.
That'd be great. But I'm going to say it. I think the Giants are so ready for this game. It's at Giants game. 3 losses. They're going to key on Romo just like they did the first game, if you remember. His first game, he played the Giants with those tough DNs. One of them, they're going to be healthy again. I think Gustavo's got a real shot. Until Romo plays, and then Romo's not going to do anything for him. So I'm going to have to say Kevin's crazy cunts.
Well, I got a little query to pick with you about Mr. Tony Romo.
Go ahead.
He was shaky against the Giants because that was his first time playing them. You think he would prepare more than the Giants D preparing more. He also has T.O., who is a motherfucking playmaker.
But the Giants are pissed right now.
The Giants are
embarrassed.
It is a good point, but we must move on. There's other games to worry about.
That's going to be Kevin's crazy cunts way into the playoffs.
Yeah. So our next matchup is
Rage Against the League. Versus the Radiation Renegade.
All right, boys, I don't know where to start on this one, but let's look at the team that doesn't have to worry this week, the Radiation Renegade. Team is in the playoffs. His roster.
Look at Drew Brees. Who's he playing? San Francisco. Oh, my big God. Points. Projected
23. Projected 23 points. That makes me almost want to puke. He ain't going to get 23 points. I'm calling that, dude.
Yeah, he's going to get 50.
You better watch what you're saying.
Did you see his Hail Mary pass last week?
Hail Mary, yeah. I understand that.
Yardage game.
He actually has the record for
he
the most for the most passing yards in a five-game stretch. He just broke the record in the NFL. But I'm just going to say, he ain't going to get 23. I'm going to go ahead and throw that up. You can say what you want. I can already see Frank Bruin right now, too, because people take these words as freaking weapons over here.
And then, you know, after that, it's Frank's team isn't looking so much like a powerhouse anymore. What do you think?
I don't know, unless Marty Bucket decides to freaking get the football out of his ass and actually start catching touchdown passes.
Anybody notice that Frank trades me Chris Chambers? He picks up Marty Bucket. I don't get touchdowns from Chris Chambers. He gets touchdowns from Marty Bucket.
Oh, 1 week. 1 week.
The kid gets these amazing pickups.
Should write a hate mail letter to Joey Harrington.
Oh, I hate Joey Harrington.
Yeah, we all do. Don't worry.
Yeah, other than that, look, really, Frank, the Achilles heel of his team is going to end up being that running back court. Just not very impressive.
Loses all his touchdowns to Marion Barber. I'm on, you know, here and there he gets in there. This past Monday he got one.
The Moelle Day Moore, not even a starter.
He's probably going to get Frank some kick return guys. Does he even do that anymore?
I think so, here and there.
I mean, he's struggling in the running back spot.
But look at his top receiver, Pachi. What do you think about T.J. Uzomzada going against the Baltimore Ravens?
Honestly, Fuji Masada might have more receptions than Chad Johnson this week. They can be doubling Chad.
Doesn't matter.
I agree. It's still that tough Baltimore defense. I don't care. Throw the ball around. But I'm scared for this week. Thankfully, this isn't the playoffs. But yeah, I think Frank's team's going to have a tough week playing Terrence Crawford, it looks again. Unless, obviously, if Colson gets healthy, he'll switch him. But it's going to be a tough week for him, so maybe that might give Rage Against the League maybe a little bit of an upper hand. Patrick, what do you think about his team?
I think Billy's going to have to win this week.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. We understand the win, but what do you think about his team?
Fabulous. Well, look at that. Billy has Joe Horn going up against San Fran. That's a good match.
Joe Horn's on fire.
But don't forget, Drew Brees is throwing the ball.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a
running back.
Double blade sword right there. Steven Jackson pulls points out of his ass all the time, too.
Very consistent all year. Solid, probably around a 10-point.
Yeah, he had a rough stretch a couple weeks ago where he wasn't really putting up some points. But other than that, he's been pretty solid. Who, Billy? He probably averages that. I don't know if he. No. Well, in 11 games.
TD here.
Yeah, I don't know if he has 1100 yet, but he's doing all right for each other. But moving on, let's look at work done. Not a big touchdown threat, but a lot of yards. And this week they haven't run the ball successfully in a while. They're gonna go back to it. Yeah, Travis Henry against Indianapolis. That's big. That's big right there.
Go back to Frank's side.
I agree. That's why Roy Williams on the bench. Actually, hold on. 11th ranked offense. Got it.
John Kitna has the second most passing yards.
They throw the ball around. They throw them around. What's the Patriots' weakness? Not last week, but the secondary. But we'll see what happens. I agree with you there, though. But to look at it, here's Billy's key to victory. If this happens, he's going to win. If it doesn't, I don't know, Bill. You might be, getting ready for the toilet bowl. Matt Leinart hooking up with Larry Fitzgerald. That's it. They hook up, Billy's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Double the point, double your flavor, double Minkoff. That's huge.
See, a huge weakness in Billy's defense, though. Miami going up Jacksonville.
But Jacksonville doesn't have that explosive defense, But no, basically, so I'm gonna go down and I'm gonna go first and we'll switch it over to Pachi. I think it's gonna be the Radiation Renegade in this one. Very slightly. I think they're gonna pull this one out. I think they're gonna pull it out. Pachi, what do you think?
I'm gonna have to disagree with you. I'm gonna rage against the motherfucking league.
Of course I'm gonna have to look around some balls one more time and agree with them. The Radiation Renegades will win this one.
So salty.
And I don't think Rage Against the League is going to make the playoffs. Sorry, Bill. I know you hate me because I keep saying that. But
we're just doing. There's no feelings. This is fantasy football, people. Fantasy football. But moving on to our next matchup.
The Aristocrats.
All aboard!
Versus me. The Silva Punt Rag.
All right, fellas, this is going to be another. I think this is a big. This one's going to be exciting, I think. In my head, I think this one's going to be an exciting matchup to watch on Sunday.
Very exciting. I think Kevin's going to shit a brick.
Oh, come on.
Kevin has nothing to worry about. He's got number one locked up just about. Unless he loses, I win. But that's
on Monday. He already had the playoffs clinched. He is pissed. He is going to lose all because of one player because he got greedy.
Who? Because of Matt Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Matt Hasselbeck, broken finger. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
And his non-throwing hand, but he's still going to play.
He's a pussy.
Monday night, he hit a helmet, I guess. But moving on, let's talk about the game here. Let's look at the Aristocrats, because it doesn't really matter about the Silver Pound Rags right off the bat. We'll go with Silver Pound Rags, man.
Thanks.
Good. I'm going to say, once again, the most receiver-heavy team in the league. He breaks all the laws of fantasy every week. He wins with receivers.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and it's true. Steve My Smith, receivers are solid.
Yeah, you lucky prick.
I mean, look at him. Daryl Jackson, solid. Steve Smith,
well,
solid.
He wasn't almost too solid on Monday, though.
But he almost
look what happened. What happened at the end of the game?
Hand grenades.
10 did points. He get a touchdown? 10 points.
Yes, he did.
Thank you. And who threw it on?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Thank you.
Fucking fraud.
Okay.
Fraud. Guys, an all pro. What the goddamn Super Bowl last year? But let's look at the team. Andre Johnson, solid receiver. Puts up consistent points, just about. Steve Smith, like a running back. Daryl Jackson, plays well. Been basically on this year for every game. Westbrook, up and down.
Westbrook's pretty much a receiver anyway.
Well, last week he looked like a goddamn stud running back.
Everything.
Lawrence Maroney, here, there, never around. He's always all over the place. Maybe he'll score, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll run the ball 20 times, maybe he won't. And then goddamn Brandon Jacobs, who's definitely good for a touchdown. Definitely good for a touchdown.
Mentioning him, and he's scoring 2 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, what's up with Kevin Jones? He playing this week?
Kevin Jones, I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to have to talk to him again. I don't know if you guys remember, but yeah, I mean, I went to his apartment last week and I gave him the hand job. I told you I was gonna. Yeah, I guess he didn't like it. He didn't want to play this past
week. Yeah, Kev,
hamstring massage.
When you don't lube that well,
yeah,
it doesn't really, just like this guy clean the door over here.
Looks like a rod dog.
Looks like he's lubing something too.
But I don't know. I think I'm looking pretty good.
Thank you, maybe.
All right. Well, enough talking about yourself. But look, Dallas defense. If Pat. He's not, but he's still got Shockey in there. He's got guys that can counteract that defense. But now, here's the team we got to look at. The Aristocrats. Big for the Aristocrats this week.
Huge.
So let's look at it. I'm gonna just say, he needs his running backs to step up. He needs Franco to keep playing the way he's playing. And he needs Edgerrin James to get off the snide.
Finally do something.
Yeah, he needs him to get off the snide. He doesn't need 100 yards. He just needs maybe a touchdown. Maybe 2. Probably not going to happen.
Arizona's going to put in Arrington again.
He needs Edge to be that fantasy stud he was last year.
Absolutely.
It can happen. Doesn't have an O-line.
I agree with you.
He's having a hard time this year. I agree.
But then you got to look. He's playing Michael Vick, too. He's got two fingers.
Michael Vick
is
a better running back than Edge.
Yeah, he's the best running back on this team. No, but honestly, he's going to need Michael Vick to have a game like he did last week, but at a touchdown or two. Instead of throwing an interception.
4-3.
Well, yeah, but he ran the ball for 166 yards. He's not playing a much better defense than Washington. It's at Washington. Outside could be cold weather. We'll see what Vic can do, but I'm going to say that I think this week Vic's going to play good, though. I think he's going to throw the ball around. I think his receiver's going to catch the ball. I think that's who Pat's going to rely on. He's going to rely on maybe, hopefully, Santana Moss coming back and playing good against Atlanta's crap defense. Frank Gore playing good. Maybe Jeremy Shockey getting a touchdown. Chris Henry against Baltimore. What's that?
Terry Glenn's probably going to get on one, too.
I don't know, Patch.
Unless your boy Tony Romo chokes.
I'm calling it. I already said it. You already know what I said there.
Yeah.
And then he's got the St. Louis defense against Arizona, so he's kind of counteracting himself there.
That's scary, always, when something like that happens.
You got to hope for one. Yeah, you got to hope for an Edgerrin James touchdown,
exactly.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then, like, 6 pretty interceptions much. By line 8.
So, I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
We're going to stay away from Kev right away. Patch, what do you think of this one? Who's going to take it?
I'm going to have to go with. I don't want to say it.
Go ahead, say
he's
it.
Seeing it right now, so he's popping a bone already.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Kevin's winning the silver punt rags.
It's sad to say, I think the punt rags got this one, though.
Oh,
I think
babe. Keep
I think the punt rag,
yeah,
it's a real tough, right, but now. I will say, it's not without a doubt. I don't have that without a shadow of a doubt thing, because I do still think at Denver, that's where Hasselbeck's playing. Not the best defense, but definitely not the worst. They got a solid defense. Matt Hasselbeck's going to have a tough day. He might be handing it to Alexander all day, too, so. It's going to be close, but I have to give the edge to the punt rags.
And, you know, it is going to be close. And I don't know, but yeah, I'm going to have to go with me. I'm going to win again. Sorry, Pat. But I still think you might make the playoffs.
Who's your backup, Kevin?
My backup for what? Quarterback?
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers.
Oh, Jesus. You might want to play him on a Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
He's a fraud.
I wasn't going to say anything, but the quarterback position is still open. It's still up in the air for grabs, so I don't know who I'm going to put in there.
Play that, Pete.
All right. We'll jump into our next matchup, which is...
the Saeed Suicide Squad. Versus the Jew Bees.
All right, boys, this is another big-time matchup.
Huge.
We basically said Josh is in.
Tom Brady might suck again, right, Kev?
Hey, watch him up. We've all agreed that Josh is in, right?
Yeah,
he's in.
Yep.
Okay, now Zach, we don't know.
So let's
Zach is
Zach
a must-win.
No, we'll go with Josh again. Okay. We'll go with Josh. We'll get the team out of the way.
Fine. Well, all right, look at Josh. Peyton Manning, solid.
23 points, you gotta be kidding me.
Tennessee almost
you got
beat
to
them,
be kidding me.
Tennessee almost beat them last time they fought.
These experts are ridiculous this year.
Out of the trees. I think it's just a bunch of computers.
I think he's good for at least 2 touchdowns this year.
Okay, 2 touchdowns. How many yards?
A good 350.
350? What are you,
okay, okay,
high?
350. That would just about put him there. I would actually give him 24 points. I'm saying he's throwing a pick. He's getting 22.
Maybe he'll get sacked once and he's 23. Yeah. That's what they're thinking.
That's ridiculous.
Can't forget about Die being hot, too, stealing Peyton Manning's fame and glory and points.
And then, look at that. Marvin Harrison, a wide receiver spot for him. Double points right there. It can happen.
It can easily happen. Especially, I'm going to go ahead and just throw this out there. That's going to be a big game for Marvin Harrison this week. They was talking about how he pouted. I went to the locker room early last week. Eight yards receiving. Look, I have fingers that I can say. Yeah. Marvin Harrison usually got to average probably 50 in his career at least.
Exactly. You know, Marvin Harrison likes getting the ball just like any other wide receiver, and he's good. So Peyton Manning's going to feed him the ball. So
unless Tennessee steps up, you know, does something, puts a little pressure on Peyton Manning, or the secondary steps up and does something besides.
I'm sorry, Tennessee's defense cannot step up against that kind of
game. They almost did. Do you remember last time they played?
Early in the year, 14-13 victory. Pulled it out at the end to pass to Reggie Wayne.
Didn't Peyton Manning have to run one in, too? It might take away some points from
Harrison there. But look at his running backs. Not the best running backs, but it looks like Jamal Lewis has found his swagger back. It looks like he has his swagger back.
Still the slut of the league.
Fuck Jamal Lewis.
He's not
Lewis.
The slut of the league. He's been on three teams.
Three? Name them. Let's start off.
I'm going to go with the Juju Bees. He was drafted by Pachi. And
Frank.
Frank.
And me. That's four right there. And I think there was another one.
Didn't.
No, I think that's it.
Didn't right. Zach have him at 1.2?
No, we'll just say he did for fun. All right. Ten teams. Fuck it. And then you got to look at the comeback kid right now. And Willis McGahee, that's a guy. I know he's playing, you know, Sean Merriman all jacked up on his steroids. Yeah. He's going to be back, so it might stop him a little bit.
But, I mean, you know, it is. He's going to have a little bit of trouble going up against San Diego. So,
tough defense.
Yeah.
Does he still have a rib injury?
He might. I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
It didn't stop him last week, though. He's fucking diving right in the end zone.
Crumlin was good for a touchdown.
Yeah, he might be. Hopefully the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Josh. We know he's in anyways. Who gives a shit out what he does?
Yeah.
Now, more importantly, Saeed Suicide Squad.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, Tom Brady just isn't the quarterback that Kevin says he is.
Oh, my
God. He's great and amazing, and he should suck his dick.
There was a lot of controversy over that statement last week. I think I cleared what I said up on the boards.
Listen.
I think Tom Brady's going to have an excellent game against Detroit. Detroit's a weak team, and... You know, I never said Tom Brady was a bad quarterback, Pachi. I just said he was going to have a tough game. And I think he did have
tough game.
He had a tough game. No one can deny it. Zach can't deny
That's
it.
That's all I said.
I was here. I remember. We talked about it before. Basically, we saw Joey Harrington. You just got to scratch your head when you see Joey Harrington. Why are you picking him up?
And no
one can say they knew that was going to happen.
Not even Zach.
Zach probably oh, shit.
That's why. I mean, if Zach thought it was going to happen, he would have played him over Tom Brady, you know? But... You know, who knows?
But he ain't going to play him over him this week, and he never would. Never should.
Not. No, I agree. Tom Brady's too good. I never said he was bad. He's awesome. He's amazing.
Now let's look at his receiving core. Devy Henderson? Meh. Rashay Caldwell?
Yeah.
Well, and then Torrey Holt? Is it going to happen? Nah. Is he going to turn it around?
I did a little research before coming on the show today, and since Zach got Torrey Holt from Mr. Jason Rossi, Torrey Holt has scored a total of, you ready? 14 points since week 8 to this week. 14 points. That's horrible.
Just a little FYI, Ocho Cinco scored more than I can count because I don't go to school anymore.
14 points. Rossi, I don't know what this man does. He just knows when to trade people, I guess. And then he gets Chad Johnson and blows up. But we'll get to Rossi. Don't worry about that. But Torrey Holt, I think he's good for a touchdown this week.
Yeah, you got to look at his receiving corps. I think we'll play pretty decent for him.
Then maybe he might get the double points.
He's got the
amazing non-starting running back.
I was just going to say, he's got the most amazing team with two guys that don't even start.
Marion Barber, the dude.
He's a touchdown machine.
They just feed him the ball at the goal line. Forget Julius Jones who?
Yeah, he's not necessarily just a goal line back, too. That's why it's interesting. It's like within the 20. He gets like some carries from outside. It's kind of odd.
And Maurice Jones-Drew is just a mini tank.
He's a piece of... Oh, yeah. I mean, he just is. They give it up because he's 5'9". And he's like 250.
His thighs are bigger than Rossi. Each thigh.
But I mean, you know, his running backs are probably good for 2 to 3 touchdowns. What do you think?
I'm gonna go ahead, and then he's got Rudy Johnson. Really, honestly, and I'm gonna step back and look at this game, not for fantasy. Rudy Johnson got the best chance of all Cincinnati Bengals to do something.
Yeah,
he does. Because you got to think, Palmer's going to have some trouble like he did last time. And if he isn't, you know, they're going to be feeding off of Rudy Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to need to also keep Baltimore watching their run.
Exactly. That's why I think Rudy Johnson's a pretty good buy this week for him. And then he's got probably the best kicker who hasn't missed a kick.
I was just going to talk about his kicker. You know, everybody's like, oh, kickers, who cares about kickers? But Gould,
highest scoring kicker.
He's getting, you know, field goals up the wazoo. He's nasty. He's getting big points for Zach every week. He's a good man.
He is,
I wouldn't mind having him on my team, I'll tell you that much.
He was almost a Patriot last year, actually. He was in training camp with us.
Yeah.
Too bad we didn't get him.
I like us closely better anyway.
We had Vinatieri at the time. Yeah. But then you got to look at another head-scratcher, even though I can understand
Oakland
it.
Against Houston, Oakland has stepped up their defense.
They have a great pass defense. Yeah. I'm going to give them that. Not a really good run defense.
Yeah.
Not really good overall defense. Mm-hmm. But they are playing Houston. But don't count out Houston all the time.
No,
people hate on Houston.
Houston can throw the ball when
they can throw the ball around.
Yeah. They got,
and I understand that's what defense is for.
You know, we might get some hookups over there in Houston. I mean, very smart move by Zach. It can help him. It can hurt him. Who knows? But you know, this is going to be a very tough matchup over here. What do you think, Pat?
Very tough matchup. Going to give me the deciding factor?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
I'd like to see Zach in the playoffs, but realistically, I see Josh winning it.
You know, I'm sorry, Zach. You've had a tough losing streak, and I think you're just going to have one more loss added to that streak. Josh's team is pretty solid. I'm going to pick Josh also. Juju Bees.
And I don't mean to agree all the time, but it sucks. But I think just that Marvin Harrison's going to come out this week, and he's going to show that he's not a jerk. He didn't mean to do what he did last week. But he isn't going to talk about it. He's going to put it all on the field. So I'm going to have to agree with these other two schmucks.
But don't get me wrong. Zach is going to put up the points, but I think Josh is just going to outscore him.
And it doesn't matter. You can have all the points in the world. You don't win, Zach,
you don't get in. You're not in.
So, and we'll just talk about our final matchup, which is...
Mama said knock you out. Versus the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Pache!
Hey!
Yeah, Pache ain't gonna happen. Whoa!
I'm winning it.
Pache,
I'm in the playoffs.
Championship.
Of the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Sure. Something to shoot for. That's 20 bucks.
Yeah. There you go. You can make some money back.
Make some money.
We'll talk about money in a minute.
Who do you want to start off with, Rob?
Go Apache again. With a team that doesn't have any involvement.
Where do you want to start? Joseph Addai. First name that stood out to me. He is not going to put up the numbers he did last week.
Can't do it again.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I think they're going to throw the ball against Tennessee. I think at best, maybe one touchdown and less than 100 yards. Wide receivers, Wes Welker, he gets the ball here and there.
Guaranteed 7.
Yeah, all right.
Guaranteed. You win it? You going to win? No, I'll tell
you. You going to make the playoffs?
What about Steve McNair? What about Steve McNair?
Steve McNair, it's a pretty good matchup. I think he could put up some points, touchdown or two. But
don't have the best defense in today. Wait, I'm going to call a timeout real quick here.
Let's
see. Oh, hold on.
Hi.
I call in a 20 second, not a full. Now, Pachi. I proclaimed in the beginning of the year, I want to eat my words. Powerhouse. I called and on the roster, on the first 10 yards. Pachi, you going to make the playoffs? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make the playoffs. We're easy going to make the playoffs.
Now we're 13.
Everybody can say what they want about, I screwed Pachi. Pachi got me on the trade. Pachi made all these other trades, Sean Chase trades. Listen, Pachi did what he had to do, what he thought best. Didn't work out. Not making the playoffs. But I honestly, on draft day, thought Pachi's team, powerhouse. I might even vote for Pachi best draft. He might
have
had.
I did have a very good draft. But
best draft? I'm going to have to disagree.
Best draft is only solely on the draft, not what happens afterwards. The team, like, if he kept that team together, where are they now?
Hiroshima is a great city until they dropped an atomic bomb on it.
Yeah, that would have been my favorite.
that's a good little saying over there about your team. Cool. I mean,
get back to the matchup.
All right, let's go. Go on.
Wait. One more thing about Rossi screwing my team up.
I'm shutting myself up.
Okay. I did a little math today. Rossi screwed Zach a lot more than he screwed me. Stephen Nair put up around 60 after the trade, and Carson Palmer put up around 90 after the trade. So 30 point difference.
It's not huge.
This is history lessons with Patrick.
Not huge, but I mean, you know, we all bust Rossi's balls, but I think anybody would have made the trades Rossi made to improve their team if they were in that situation. So I think Rossi screwed Patrick.
Okay, now forget Patrick's team.
And Zach, he screwed Zach.
Forget Patrick's team because I guess Patrick's team doesn't matter. Sammy Moore, ain't going to do nothing. Jacksonville's defense is going to be pissed. Yeah, Ben Utek, moving on.
Dallas Clark is hurt in Ben Utek. Hold on. Okay. Here's the next receiver in line. I mean, tight end in line.
It's not the tight ends in the league, Patch.
Yeah, Ben Utek's in school.
All right. Well, now let's go to the team that matters.
Okay. Right.
With this silly looking face
Mama
thing.
Mama's knock you out.
Doesn't look anything like him.
No, I like the sunglasses though. But Bulger needs to step it up. He's having tough games lately.
He picked a good team to go against, so.
And you know, I think he's gonna hook up with Torrey Holt.
He might.
It's gonna be nice.
Maybe Torrey Holt will have another three touchdown game again.
T.O.? I mean, what can you say about the man?
In Abilene.
It's fucking playmaker. Rossi. Tony Romo is going to suck his dick the night before, then throw him
five
touchdowns.
That's fine. He can stick all he wants. I already told you.
Rossi says that Romo is going to choke, but I think there's a good chance that they will hook up. And, you know, AG's pretty solid in the wide receiver call. What do you think?
Okay, receiver.
Yeah. I think AG has the most explosive potential out of any team.
He does have extremely explosive potential. Tom Jones last week, you know, he was getting the rock, but except at the goal line.
That's Tom Jones.
Yeah.
This is Thomas Jones. He's a
black. Same thing.
How do you guys
Carlton,
feel about
Carlton on
I do remember Carlton. Every, Pachi's doing the dance for us right now.
Yeah, right now. How do you guys feel about Lavernius Coles against Green Bay?
I think it's fabulous. What's thanks.
I was just wondering how you felt.
I feel good. I feel warm. I feel appreciated.
I do like what Anthony did this week, though. He picked up Kevin Curtis. I believe that was a recent pickup.
Yep.
He
did,
and
just did it.
To see if he could get those double points from Mark Bulger. That'd be nice if that happened.
It could.
I mean, Kevin Curtis hasn't gotten as many passes thrown to him as he did last year when Isaac Bruce was out, but he gets looked at every once in a while. I like the way he's thinking, though.
Watson, he's got Ben Watson in there. He's become a pretty big target for Brady.
Yep. Touchdown last week against me. Yep.
But then he's got the notable I don't score touchdowns, Tiki Barber, who's going up against a tough defense.
But Tiki Barber always puts up the yards and make
he'll
up for it.
He'll put up a lot of yards, but, you know, nothing, no yards.
No touchdown.
I mean, touchdowns give you that quick 6 points. Yeah. Yards, it's tough.
Look at Sean Alexander this week, 13 points and 200 rushing yards.
Yeah, and then you got Kansas City, Cleveland defense. What do you think there?
I think Kansas City, I think they're going to do all right against Cleveland. They're going to get really close to that 10. I don't think that projected 10 points, it might be a little bit high, but I think it's going to be close to that.
Does Cleveland even have an offense?
You know, don't sleep on Sweet Charlie Fry. He's quarterback of the future. All right, now let's spin this off. Go around. Patchy, who's winning it?
Me.
Yeah, bullshit. AG all the way.
I'm going to go with AG, and I'm going to say...
He's going to sneak into the
Pachi.
Playoffs.
No, I'm kidding. I said Patchy. I really do think Patchy might win this game.
Honestly,
I really do.
AG's scared. I already talked to him about it.
It doesn't matter who. He's obviously scared. He might
he's
not
like
make
Rossi.
The playoffs. But
scared.
We're going to just jump off this. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for the PPP.
The Portuguesian Pachi Predictions.
We got a huge matchup this week, Pachi. We got Mr. Jason Rossi going up against Team Ramrod Sean Chase. What do you think?
Oh, I think Jason Rossi is not going to hook up on offense. He has Carson Palmer and Chad Johnson, his two highest scoring players, going against incredible Baltimore defense. Baltimore is most likely just to shut down the pass. Maybe Fox turned on a little bit, but wasn't a pass.
I think it's tough to say that he's not going to hook up on offense, but, you know, look at Larry Johnson going up against Cleveland. He's going to put up some points. But the people I want to look at Sean Alexander and LT. they are gonna. I think Sean Alexander looked beautiful last week.
Hey, you're welcome, cheers.
And LT is just solid beyond belief. And I think LT and Sean Alexander are gonna come through big time for. I mean, that's pretty obvious to say, but I think they're gonna win Sean Chase this game. What do you think?
The bad thing about LT for Rossi is that he can't run it. He's gonna throw it. So
exactly. Or he's gonna catch it in. Or you know,
he can do anything. You know what? Just make him quarterback.
And look at Team Ramrod playing Indianapolis defense against Tennessee. I think Tennessee's going to get shut out this week. Oh, damn close.
I'm not remembering last time they played.
I don't care about last time they played.
Even though 14-13, they're not scoring a lot of points. But they're still making those big hits and sacks and interceptions.
Well, let's look at the projected points. We have Rossiaholics at 72, Team Ramrod at 70. Pachi, who's going to win this matchup?
Sean Chase.
You know what? I think with Sean Chase, LT, and Sean Alexander, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think Sean Chase is going to beat out the commissioner this week. And we'll be right back.
Yo, just want to say that, guys. Avery, good luck to all. This is it, boys.
This is it.
Playoffs. I'm not
huge
in.
Huge week. This is going to be the most exciting week of the whole year.
Most
huge.
Exciting. Huge.
I mean,
except for me. I'm just going to sit here with my thumb in my ass.
Yeah, he's all done. He's looking for the toilet bowl right now.
Yeah.
I also Pachi's in the toilet right now.
Yeah.
I'm in the toilet.
I also want to say good luck to everybody. I think everybody has a chance. You know, I made my predictions, but just about anybody except Pachi can make it into the playoffs. And good luck to everybody. And I hope to see you.
Doesn't matter what we say.
No, it doesn't.
You guys go out there and they'll prove
talk to
points.
Your team, you know.
Make some death threats.
Let's go.
Get some snipers
yeah,
in
good
the
luck.
Stands.
Also, just want to say my usual, come play football each and every Sunday morning. Play down Pine Banks. That's where we play. Play
on
the turf
back.
For Lily.
Guess who's
back. Apache's back. Also, big important message, if you haven't already heard, money is going to be due December 10th. Late fees are in effect.
Ask Sean Chase if you don't believe him.
Yeah, I really do. He's already owes me an extra 10 from what he owed before. Patch, you too. Don't slump on me.
I'm not slumping on you.
Hey, I got a question for you, Mr. Commissioner.
Shoot.
Do the late fees also apply to you?
To the league.
Yeah, but do they apply to you at your team? Do you know you have to put the money in by saying...
I think there's a little balance.
See?
Perk.
You see? Yeah. He's taking over the league. It's his league.
It's my league. I actually just
He's actually just planning on
Joe's Xbox 360 was sponsored by the Hunts Fantasy... No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's all I gotta say. Good luck to all.
And to all a good night.
And good day.
Good day. I ruined it.